Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. What will the federal government do as next Tuesday's deadline approaches for the Central Intelligence Agency publicly release its long secret records relating to the assassination of President John Kennedy in November 1963? It is likely that a majority of Americans disbelieve the lone assassin theory posited by U.S. government officials early on and ever since. For example, in 1992, Congress created the Assassination Records Review Board. It was not charged with doing a new investigation into President Kennedy's death. Instead, it was to review the process of declassification of the assassination investigation documents that had been kept secret from the public. In the panel's 1998 final report, they recommended a more aggressive effort to declassify and publicly release documents. But as of right now, the CIA's documents remain secret. One significant development during the time that the Assassination Records Review Board was operating was significant evidence that the publicly released autopsy report on President Kennedy was fraudulent. It is now almost 58 years since President Kennedy was killed. What significant threats to national security could still exist by the CIA continuing to keep their records secret? Face it, CIA records might confirm the official assassination report. If so, wouldn't it be in the public interest to release it and end the spinning of wild conspiracy theories? Or is there such a great risk that these secret documents may discredit the official assassination report that the CIA would want to keep the records secret indefinitely? But if the official line is not accurate, isn't it about time for the public to know that truth? In the next few days, will the regular media back up their pretense that they seek government transparency by calling for the release of the CIA's records involving Kennedy's assassination? My expectation of what will happen by next Tuesday is the CIA will once again ask for an extension of the secrecy of these documents, and President Biden, citing national security, will grant this extension. While President Biden may tout transparency within foreign governments, his almost 50-year government track record shows that he does not want the American people to have the same information about the U.S. government. That's it for now. Come back Friday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WYLS or MacDonald Broadcasting.